Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Interviewing as Qualitative Research, A Guide for Researchers in Education and the Social Sciences by Irving Seidman, is a practical methodology text on using in-depth interviewing as a form of qualitative inquiry, now widely used in education and social science research training. The book explains why interviewing can reveal how people make meaning from their experiences, and how researchers can design studies that respect both methodological rigor and participant dignity. Seidman is especially associated with a phenomenological orientation, emphasizing lived experience, context, reflection, and the relationship between interviewer and participant. The book is not of its strength lies in offering a coherent, usable model for planning, conducting, analyzing, and reporting interview-based research, written for graduate students, dissertation writers, early career scholars, and researchers refining their practice. It combines philosophical rationale with procedural guidance on participant selection, informed consent, interview structure, transcription, interpretation, and presentation of findings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, phenomenological interviewing as a way to study lived experience. Seidman's central contribution is his treatment of interviewing as a route into lived experience, rather than as a simple question and answer technique. The book draws on a phenomenological orientation, meaning that the researcher seeks to understand how participants interpret the conditions, events, institutions, and relationships that shape their lives. This matters because qualitative interviews are often weakened when they become informal surveys or when researchers treat answers as detached facts. Seidman instead asks researchers to attend to meaning, sequence, and context. A participant's statement is not merely data. It is part of a larger account of how that person has experienced and understood a social world. This approach is particularly relevant in education and social science, where research questions often concern identity, learning, work, community, inequality, professional practice, or institutional experience. The phenomenological frame also places demands on the interviewer. The researcher must listen carefully, avoid premature interpretation, and create space for participants to reconstruct experience in their own terms. The value of the interview comes from depth, not speed. Secondly, the three interview structure for building depth and context. One of the book's best-known methodological features is its structured model of multiple interviews with each participant. Rather than relying on a single meeting, Seidman recommends a sequence that allows the researcher to explore life history, details of experience, and reflection on meaning. The logic is cumulative. The first interview can establish background and situate the participant in a social and personal context. The second can focus more closely on present or specific experiences related to the research question. The third can invite participants to reflect on the meaning of those experiences. This design helps counter a common weakness in interview research, extracting isolated comments without understanding where they come from or how participants connect them to their lives. Spacing interviews over time also gives both participant and researcher an opportunity to think, clarify, and deepen the conversation. The structure is not presented as a rigid formula for every project, but as a disciplined way to make interviewing more reflective, less rushed, and more capable of producing rich qualitative material. Thirdly, participant selection, access, and ethical responsibility. Seidman gives sustained attention to the practical and ethical issues that arise before an interview ever begins. Selecting participants is not just a sampling task, it shapes the kind of knowledge a study can produce. Researchers must ask who can speak meaningfully to the phenomenon under study, how many participants are feasible, and what kinds of variation matter for the research purpose. Access also carries ethical weight. In schools, universities, community organizations, or professional settings, participants may experience pressure from institutional authority, gatekeepers, or professional relationships. For that reason, informed consent is treated as more than a signed document. It is an ongoing process of explaining the study, clarifying expectations, protecting confidentiality where possible, and recognizing the participant's right to withdraw. The book's emphasis on ethics is especially important because interviewing can create intimacy and disclosure. Researchers may benefit academically from participants' stories, so they must consider reciprocity, representation, and potential harm. Seidman positions ethical practice as inseparable from methodological quality. Fourthly, interview technique as disciplined listening rather than performance. The book treats interviewing technique as a disciplined practice built around listening, restraint, and purposeful follow-up. Seidman warns against treating the interview as a performance in which the researcher demonstrates expertise or pushes participants toward predetermined conclusions. Good interviewing requires questions that are open enough to invite detailed accounts, but focused enough to serve the research purpose. The interviewer must know when to probe, when to remain silent, and when to ask for concrete examples rather than accepting general statements. This is a practical skill, because participants often begin with summaries, opinions, or socially expected answers. Careful follow-up can move the conversation towards specific experiences, scenes, decisions, and feelings. At the same time, the interviewer must avoid leading participants or imposing theoretical language too early. The result is a balance between structure and responsiveness. Seidman's approach is useful for new researchers because it makes clear that strong interviews do not depend on charisma. They depend on preparation, ethical presence, attention to language, and respect for the participant's meaning-making process. Lastly, working from transcripts to credible qualitative interpretation. Seidman's guidance extends beyond conducting interviews to the difficult work of making sense of interview material. Transcripts are not self-explanatory. They require careful reading, organization, selection, and interpretation. The researcher must identify passages that illuminate the research question while preserving the integrity of participants' accounts. This involves more than collecting memorable quotations. It requires attention to patterns, tensions, context, and the relationship between individual stories and the broader phenomenon under study. The book discusses analysis and reporting as connected processes because how findings are written affects how participants are represented. Later editions also acknowledge the role of computer-assisted qualitative data analysis systems, while maintaining that software cannot replace judgment. Keydeus tools can help manage, code, and retrieve data, but they do not decide what matters or why. Seidman's position is methodologically sober. Rigor comes from transparent procedures, disciplined interpretation, and honest representation, not from mechanical coding alone. The researcher remains responsible for turning interview text into credible qualitative understanding. In conclusion, interviewing as qualitative research is best suited for graduate students, dissertation researchers, early career scholars, and instructors teaching qualitative methods in education and the social sciences. It is also useful for experienced researchers who want a clear reminder of the ethical and practical foundations of interview-based inquiry. Readers benefit from its integration of rationale and procedure. It explains why interviewing matters, how to select participants, how to structure interviews, how to listen, and how to move from transcripts to findings. Its intellectual value lies in treating interviews as encounters through which participants reconstruct meaning, not merely as instruments for collecting responses. Compared with broader qualitative research handbooks, Seidman's book stands out because it is narrower, more coherent, and more directly usable. It does not try to cover every tradition equally. Instead, it offers a sustained phenomenological model that can be adapted with care to many projects. Compared with purely technical interviewing manuals, it is stronger on ethics, participant context, and the interpretive responsibilities of the researcher. Its limitations are also part of its identity. Researchers seeking advanced coverage of multiple interview traditions may need companion texts. For those beginning serious interview research, however, it remains a foundational and practical guide. If you would like to support Irving Seidman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.